morning. Today is Thanksgiving, Thursday, the 26th of November, 326th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, well, believe it or not, he's not really joining us this morning. Neither am I, though.
Don't tell him the secret, Brian.
Okay. Yeah, that's what duct tape is for, at least around here. Si May from the California Highway Patrol.
Happy
good
Thanksgiving.
Morning, sir. And to you, too. You guys do you do turkey or do you do ham?
We do both. I know, we double it up.
You got a crowd.
We take Thanksgiving very seriously in my house. We don't mess around.
A big bird and a big thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
What do you prefer, turkey or ham?
I'm not ham at all.
Not at all,
I'm
huh?
Ham, maybe just...
Do you like bacon, stuff like that? Or are you not
bacon,
a pork
bacon's
guy?
Bacon's okay.
Okay.
No, pork, oh yeah.
Everybody, you know, you
the chops and okay. The ribs and et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to say, that's not American if you don't
but
like
But not like,
pork.
You know, a ham sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that big. Ham and split peas, great.
Yeah, okay.
But not... You know,
I like everything.
You know, do you?
Yeah, I'm not a picky guy.
We're turkey.
I like donuts.
Yeah, and you probably knock out coffee pretty good, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. Here's a little esoteric... No, whoops, I just lost it. Okay. Our quote this morning, it's not food-related. Sir William Gilbert, quote, "Things are seldom as they seem."
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
That's simple. Yeah, I like that turkey. You do remember, you don't kill your own turkey, do you?
I have not.
I have no interest in doing that routine.
Not to say that I wouldn't, but I just haven't.
You want to sit there and pluck feathers?
Yeah, I like hunting. I like getting out there. You know, I grew up out in the sticks, so.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand the whole skin it, eat it, grill it thing.
Right, right.
But all the feathers? Yuck. That'd take forever.
Yeah, there are ways around it. So I've heard.
Oh, I see. Does it involve butane?
Possibly.
Okay.
A little charred bird on the outside. Yeah. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah. All right. We won't even delve into the vegetable options here.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on.
Today, obviously, is in the middle of an extended or prolonged weekend. We have holidays. We have all that kind of stuff. When do you guys start to see or start to have the concern about... Okay, more folks on the street, things going on, whether it's the avoid the aid or just paying attention. When do you start to see the traffic patterns start to change?
Well, you know, we anticipate obviously all the big major holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that sort of stuff. We know when they're coming up, and it usually starts to trickle in a couple days before and a couple days after as far as Thanksgiving goes. So, yeah, people start to travel Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday's really the big day, and then usually it's Saturday starts to pick up again and Sunday. So we'll be out in full force and trying to keep everybody slow.
Well, that's kind of the concept. Now, how do you, Si,
yeah,
get to enjoy Thanksgiving?
This year?
Yeah, I mean, do you have short straws does everybody do short shifts so everybody gets a chance?
It goes by seniority is how we decide who gets to pick what shift. So we have it broken down into one side of the week works these days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The other side works these days. And if you're a senior guy, you like working this side of the week, you pick that for a certain quarter. And if you fall on a holiday, you got to work that holiday.
But Thanksgiving never changes.
Thanksgiving never changes. Yeah, exactly. So if you're unlucky...
So you get off Thursday as quick as you can off the Thursday schedule?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I understand these things now. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this Thanksgiving morning with Si May. Talk Shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting. Si, the concept of holiday traffic, are you concerned about people who are unfamiliar? Are you concerned about people who are just driving goofy or who shouldn't be out on the road? Is there a priority, or are you just kind of looking for things that don't look right?
it's not a priority. Yeah, it's things that don't look right. You know, we're out there. We expect the high volume of traffic. But yeah, the guys that stand out, the speeders, the people who are weaving, the people who have headlight out. Those are the things that we're looking for. And if you're out there and you're busy, you're driving, you're minding your P's and Q's, we're probably not going to see you.
Well, you guys, you know, at least respond when I wave to you. You wave back.
We do. We do. Well, we know you in your big truck.
That's right. Now, you just got to get the Caltrans guys to smile.
Yeah.
I know. You know, I can always tell when, you know, with the road work that's going on, somebody's standing there with the flag.
Yeah.
They wave back. I know it's not.
It's not that.
And if they don't, I know it is.
You pick up on those things pretty quick, Brian.
Yeah. Is the folks that you have contact with over a holiday weekend,
yeah,
will they tend to be a little bit less perturbed?
Not
necessarily. By being visited, or do they tend to be a little bit more because it's in the middle of the holidays and now, quote unquote, Scrooge has visited them?
Right. Yeah, you know, it depends on the person. Sometimes people are real pleasant and nice whenever you stop them. And then people who aren't going to be pleasant, they'll use the holiday as an excuse. Well, it's Christmas. You know, you're not going to give me a break today, even though I'm driving 25 miles an hour over the speed limit.
You know. And I'm faced.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
So, you know, person by person, you know, it just depends.
During these extended weekends or these holidays when you guys are out, do you see more people who are inebriated with alcohol?
It tends to follow the holidays, yes. You know, people hanging out around Thanksgiving, people get around their friends and family, have some wine, families feud, people get mad at each other, leave the house. So, you know, it does happen. I've arrested one or two DUIs on Thanksgiving, and, you know, family drama.
Not to say any particular geographic area, but okay, I hear what you're saying, man.
You read me loud and clear.
Like a bell, baby. I had an interesting experience earlier this month driving down from Brookings.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy, and I just, it was almost prototypical. It would have been really cool if I had a light bar.
Okay.
Leaving the station, right, about 5:05. Okay. Looking to get home by 7.
Sure.
The goofiness with the sunset,
right,
just changing. And this guy, it was not behind me, but because I was in the slow lane,
right,
I just merged on. It was in the fast lane. I mean, he must have been a good foot and a half behind.
Yeah.
Now it's 35 going through town, at that part of town.
Sure.
25 through the rest, I know. And boy, he just rode bumper until crossing the bridge.
Yeah.
And then the car got to a spot where he could pull over. This guy, phew, must have been going 55 in the 35.
Yeah.
Okay. Whips into the gas station.
Okay.
Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Cruises. Now I pass.
Right.
Comfortably below the speed limit.
Every time.
All of a sudden, I see here comes somebody climbing up. It's the same guy.
Huh.
Goes somewhere else, pulls off into a neighborhood area.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, he's looking for somebody.
Right.
Perturbed.
Yeah.
Probably ticked off about something or another. And I thought, you know, if there had been a gendarme in the area,
mm-hmm,
would that have changed? You guys, I mean, obviously you're driving in black and white, so
right,
you stand out a little bit more than just big black.
Yeah.
Do people do that around you, not paying attention when they get in that emotional state?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've gotten plenty of people, tailgating, going to go pass over double yellows, and I'm right behind them. You know, you'd think that they might look in their rearview mirror and see the old light bar and everything, and nope, going to go pass over double yellows, because people aren't thinking. They're in their own world. Something bothered them, or they get upset about something, and they're just not paying attention to their surroundings. And that's what you got to do when you're driving. You got to pay attention to your surroundings, not just to look for the cops out there, but to look for the pedestrians,
turns,
the deer. Yeah, the turns coming up, the ice, anything that may be out there. So, yeah, I've seen all that.
So when folks get in this ramped emotional state,
yeah,
you pull them over.
They
respond.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both there. At that point, mm-hmm, do you have to be a little bit more on your P's and Q's? I mean, because I'm sure that there's some nonverbals,
right,
you can sense as you're either approaching or you've been following for a little bit, like they throw their arms up.
Right.
Okay, this is going to be a fun one.
There are tons of indicators out there that we watch for, but we are trained to always be on our toes. Regardless how smooth a stop may be going, you never know who you're dealing with, or in an instant, things can change. So, yeah, you know, we maybe see somebody driving a little aggressive and see, yeah, their arms flail around in the cab. And, yeah, that will cue us up. Okay, let's be ready for somebody who might be a little agitated. As far as me, I'll bring my tone down. I'll talk real calmly to them. And
slow it up a little bit, trying to neutralize.
Hey, listen, I'm just here to talk to you. I just want to make sure you're okay, you know, check on you. Yeah, I know, saw you were driving a little bit erratic. Or is there an emergency? What's going on?
Well, like the one that happened in Willits last month.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Blowing through town.
Okay.
Cops then follow, pull over. The gal had been punched out by some goofball.
Right.
They were doing the sprint to the hospital to try to save her.
Exactly.
That became an escort rather than a chase.
Right. Exactly. Things happen. You never know what people are going through. And I try to at least show them, hey, I do care what's happening with you right now. And if they say, hey, there's an emergency, I got to do this, then I shift from enforcing to assisting and help them figure out and get through this dilemma that they're in.
Safely.
Always.
Just trying to help your PR, your whole PR team here.
Without you, Brian, I'd be lost.
Yeah. Row. KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May. Cy, the training that you guys go through, obviously during these extended weekends, you know, holiday weekends, all that kind of stuff, holiday season, you're looking for certain things. And I think most of us probably, you know, the predictable stuff.
Right.
Pizza cake, most stuff is there. But then there are those times when you kind of go, huh. Not a good thing for a cop to go, huh, look at that. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
So how do you guys, what is the protocol or the training programs that you guys go through so that you're not caught unawares? You're not caught by surprise. I mean, there'll still be the once in a career kind of a thing.
Exactly.
But the general big stuff that you're going to run into on somewhat of a regular basis, but not on a weekly, not on a monthly. How do you train for that stuff?
You can't be prepared for everything, you know. Luckily, we have a fantastic academy that we're put through. 6 months of training.
This is post?
This is post, yes. Fantastic training, hands-on stuff. But really, to deal with the funny things, to deal with the things that you're not going to see all the time, you got to get out there and kind of experience it. And sometimes you got to fly by the seat of your pants and go with the flow. As long as, you know, we're not breaking the law or breaking policy, if we need to change things up one way or another to suit a situation, we can do that. And so it's hard to train for everything, like you're saying, but sometimes you just got to mold and be malleable.
So I would think that there are more predictable things in certain areas. Okay, if you're running out of Southern Humboldt, okay, you know that you're going to run into chains and snow tires and slips and slides off and on the road during the wintertime.
Yep.
Okay, fine. So you can kind of gear for that a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, if you're in LA, I would suggest that skill set isn't quite as necessary.
Yeah, they're not exposed to that sort of thing. I worked over in the Plumas County area. We had, you know, 6,000 foot elevation on some of that. So I was exposed to some pretty serious ice and snowstorms that, yeah, a lot of the guys that work down south, they're not going to see that. They're not going to experience a Caltrans plow stuck in the snow like I did. They don't know what to do. And so once you're experienced in that, you've seen it once or twice, you've been around, you've talked to some of the other guys in the office who've been there a while, and that's a huge thing. Learning from your fellow officers, hey, I've been there, I've worked in this area for this many years, I've seen it, this is how you do it.
You probably learn not to hide behind the billboards during the winter, though, when the snow plow's coming over and you get covered. Another one of those things that's shared by your peers?
Yes, that's day one. Hey, don't park here, guys. Not going to work out very well for you.
What are some of the things in our area?
In our area?
Here comes Bob the rookie.
Yeah.
From, let's say he, let's say he was working in San Diego.
Okay.
So here comes Bob, and he's now working out of the swamp division.
I'm gonna change your scenario just a little bit. We're gonna change it out to the Willow Creek area because that's where I'm super familiar with, and I can tell you exactly where a lot of stuff happens.
Fair enough.
Okay, touche. I'll tell the guy. Okay, listen, this is day one. We're coming into wintertime. I'm gonna drive him around, show him some of the area, and I can tell him that on 299 from Berry Summit east into Willow Creek. There's that section of roadway. It's real windy and slow. Let's say it's in the middle of wintertime and you get some good weather, sunny days. But at nighttime, it's going to start freezing. That section of roadway, many of those corners do not see the sun, so they stay frozen. So you may see it have a long stretch of dry roadway. You come into a corner, it's icy. You got to slow down. And you're going to run into a lot of traffic collisions in that area. Same thing, I can tell you what milepost markers on Highway 96 gets rock slides. Same with 299. Same with a lot of our fatal collisions on 299. There's a section near mile marker 30 that people slip and slide off the roadway.
Okay, 30. Constantly. Is that where the slides are west of the campground?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit west of the campground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Right
in
there.
For decades.
A lot of rock slides there, and a lot of people going off the road there.
Just going too fast?
Going too fast.
That's right, because you can kind of move pretty good, and all of a sudden you get that big turn. And
especially if you're going downhill, you're not really familiar with the area, and there's one of those corners that creep up on you.
And it's not banked.
And it's not banked quite correctly, and if you're not ready for it, you might go over the bank.
So in a situation like that where you've got the engineering challenge, but Caltrans so far isn't removing that mountain.
Right.
I'm still not sure why they're doing the work at Cellular they are, but okay, fine.
You know what? It is what it
they're
is.
They're doing, you kind of had that same head scratch. Okay. What stops you? What causes you to put like the little trailer sign that flashes and says icy or says slow down or weird turn or whatever the magic word is that you might have on that?
Again, it's the experience from that section. If we're having a problem in that section of roadway, that particular curve that people aren't ready for, then, hey, we got to do something about this. Let's put our little flashing trailer there and give people a little warning. Hey, slow down. Dangerous curve coming up. Icy. Watch out. Something. Anything just to get people's attention because we can't be out there all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, and if you were.
Nobody would be happy.
Yeah, exactly. There'd be so many detours going on there. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from SIMED.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May. Cy, the concept of driving during winter conditions, I think it's always interesting. The first snowfall, I won't say good because good's a relative, 3 inches or more.
Yep.
Okay, now do you do chains? Do you not do chains? But you hear about the slide outs, you hear about the slip outs going over the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Is it an experience? Or is it speed that tends to be the thing that will get somebody?
It's all of the above. If you're an experienced driver and you're used to those weather conditions, you can handle your vehicle in a little bit of snow and be just fine. So, you know, we used to have the sedans, the Crown Vics. And in the wintertime, they do put studs on there, which helps out a lot. But I'd be in this two-wheel drive Crown Victoria, and I would have four-wheel drive pickups being stuck, spinning out. But I knew how to drive in it because I'd grown up with it, and I'd been experienced in a lot of my career in driving in snow. So I'd be cruising from one spin out to the next, helping people out, telling them how to get their vehicle unstuck, or calling them a tow truck and getting them out that way.
Okay, so inexperience is one.
It is one.
Speed or speed. Inattentiveness or vehicles not designed? What?
All of those. All okay. You're listing all the factors that
the
go
easy
into
ones,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. A speed, 100%. I mean, no matter how much skill you may have, if you're going too fast in the snow, you're going to slip out. You're gonna slide. And yeah, you got a vehicle that just isn't designed for the weather, the change that's going on. You got a little Porsche that's out there, a little low to the ground Porsche. Whatever.
Who's going to be driving that?
I don't know. A lunatic.
Apparently.
Yeah, right. Not me.
You have some experience professionally.
Yeah, sure.
With that, yeah.
Sure.
You don't strike me as a Porsche kind of guy.
I'm not.
Maybe a convertible, not a Porsche.
It might blow the rest of my hair out.
Yeah, I know. That's, convertible. You know. Me and my groomer.
Yeah, right. I don't need any help in that department.
Yeah. So what would you give people as we're rolling into the winter season now?
Yeah.
If we're a coastie and we're having to go 299, we're having to go 20, we're having to go south through Willits across 199, what are the two or three things that we should do that'll probably keep us out of issues?
Absolutely. Number one is be prepared for anything in the wintertime. If you need chains, have chains in your vehicle ready to go. Two, call the Caltrans Road Information System, 1-800-GAS-ROADS. They update it every 2 or 3 minutes. They'll ask you, what highway are you inquiring about? You say Highway 299. They're going to let you know if there is a snowstorm that has slowed traffic. They're going to let you know if there's construction going on there. So really, if people kind of prepare ahead, say, I know I'm going to be taking the long drive over 299 or 36 or whatever, and do a little bit of research, even call us. Call the local highway patrol. Say, hey, what's the road conditions looking like? We will be able to let you know exactly what's going on.
I know Caltrans has an app.
Yo, yeah.
That'll
and that's
talk
probably
a little
easier.
Bit about that. And right. There's Go Oregon.
Okay.
For, you know, the mm-hmm. little cameras that are
yes,
up on the
that's
post.
Right.
So you can kind of see, and those mm-hmm. are kind of halfway real time. Not the detail that you're talking about.
Right.
But general
yeah.
impressions.
Absolutely. If people do a little bit of research and looking ahead, they're going to save themselves probably a lot of heartache.
Now, I know in the past, previous guys sitting in your chair, not to mention,
we're not
any,
mention
names,
any names, right?
But we can start with Dalen and
okay,
and
work our way down.
Go up from there. Have a little food. Have a little bit of clothes.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a pair of walking shoes just in case things happen.
Bring a flashlight. Yeah, bring extra clothes, blankets in case you get stuck in a snowstorm. All that sort of stuff is great to have. Yeah, always carry some water with you. Anything. Carry a little bit of gas if you can. If you run out of gas, you never know.
It'll melt the snow.
Yeah, right? Start a little fire. Stay warm.
So how do you get... If you're in that situation, mm-hmm. better to stay put
or to go.
Leave a note on the car and then go in one direction, have part of the family stay, part walk. How do you handle that one?
What would I do? Well, if I'm out stuck in the snow somewhere, I'm probably going to stay with my family. I want us all to stay together. That's what I would do. You don't have cell phone service for whatever reason. I was a Boy Scout, so I'm always trying to be prepared. I do carry a lot of that stuff with me in the car, food, gas. I'd rather stay put and wait until Caltrans comes along because they're going to be plowing the roads, or the highway patrol. We try to get out there as much as possible, especially during those conditions. So I'd say stay put if you can.
Ding, ding. He wins the magic prize behind what's door behind door number 14. Thanks for coming by, Si. Yeah, it's a...
A turkey.
It's a ham that has feathers.
What?
You figure it out. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. See you tomorrow.